You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. James Taliento, the CEO of Cursive Security, one of New York's leading cybersecurity consultancies. Mr. Taliento, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're most welcome. The pleasure is certainly ours. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. So to kick things off today, how are cybersecurity consultants handling the latest ransomware outbreaks?
The ransomware outbreak, the outbreak that makes everyone want to cry. No, that's my bad. That's my bad punchline. Okay, well, for the most part, the security community was very aware of what was about to happen. Microsoft has scheduled patch releases. So on the second Tuesday of every month, known as Patch Tuesday, they release a number of bulletins, or rather a number of patches. And the release that they made in March patched a vulnerability in the SMB service. And then about a month later, subsequently, a group dubbed the Shadow Brokers leaked some hacking tools allegedly developed by the NSA that included an exploit for the very patch that Microsoft released a month earlier. And then recently, the hackers have kind of capitalized on that release and have created the WannaCrypt ransomware. So we had a lot of lead time. A lot of people in the security community that I've talked to, not many have actually dealt with this. I talked to one person, one colleague of mine, who works with a managed service provider, and they were dealing with a small outbreak, but nothing exponential, nothing really devastating. Because again, the writing was on the wall. You know, we saw, you know, Microsoft patches a vulnerability, and then just a month later, these tools come out. We kind of know that something bad's about to happen.
Would you say that this is just the beginning of bigger attacks to come?
Absolutely. There will undoubtedly be more to come following the Shadow Brokers release. There will be those organizations who didn't update and didn't patch, some that are just not security aware or just plain old negligent, and they'll find themselves on the receiving end of some very, very nasty stuff for sure.
And I was afraid you were going to say that as well. Now, how can the general public protect itself from all of this?
Well, you know what? Don't ignore updates. So when you get the little pop-up on your system that says, you know, update now, that's for a reason. So when Microsoft, Apple, and Adobe, and every other software vendor out there pushes an update, it's not for their health, it's for yours. So developing those patches takes time and costs them money, and supporting their products and addressing legitimate issues takes time. It's not just functional enhancements. So if you want to stay protected, keep your systems up to date. That goes for mobile devices as well.
And certainly some helpful information. Today we're joined by Mr. James Taliento, the CEO of Cursive Security, one of New York's leading cybersecurity consultancies, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Taliento, what can companies and government do to safeguard against these attacks?
Generally the same thing as the public, but the bigger picture here is that the government and the private sector, not everyone, but at least the software manufacturers, they need to have transparency. They have their reasons for doing what they're doing. And when I say they, I mean the government. But they have a poor track record for protecting their cyber capabilities. And that started really with Edward Snowden, which was followed by the Shadow Brokers, and then by WikiLeaks, their recent release of their hacking tools and capabilities. There comes a point where you have to ask yourself, wouldn't we be better if we provided this intelligence to the software manufacturers so that we could protect American companies and people? So sharing intelligence with the appropriate parties, having that transparency between the government and the private sector, is key to fending off these types of attacks.
Lastly, from your best estimate, what was the root of all these attacks?
North Korea. No, there it could be. I don't really know. There are some indicators that a North Korean hacking group was also responsible for an $81 million bank heist from Bangladesh's central bank is responsible. This is new intel, and I personally haven't really evaluated any of it, but I wouldn't be shocked. You got to think about it like this. Cyber levels the playing field for nations without advanced artillery and without the resources of the United States, China, and Russia. This is really understood in the recent election, and I think our current president recognizes it, as did our last, but the election brought many things to light for the general public.
It most certainly did, and it has been great to have had you. Very helpful information. Always need to be aware and protect ourselves, and we thank you for bringing attention to these important matters, especially for our business owners here listening in. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about Cursive Security.
Sure. Find us on the web, www.cursivesecurity.com.
Good enough. Well, Mr. Taliento, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks again for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
We have been speaking with Mr. James Taliento, the CEO of Cursive Security, one of New York's leading cybersecurity consultancies. And for more information and for contact, simply visit cursivesecurity.com. And this has been Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.